Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
You can be the difference, and here we are yet again into overtime. Clark Howard, we're just going to sneak a little bit more time because we had the phones continuing to ring at 855-636-6877, and I don't know that we've fully exhausted the match that you put on the table and Duval Asphalt put on the table with your generosity and Jennifer Garrett and Duval Asphalt's generosity through the years. And, I mean, from year one, Duval Asphalt was in.
We were.
From the very beginning. 5 a.m. hour, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. So my to work, and we're in construction, so most of us start super early. And he listens to WOKV and decided to call in. And Carla, the executive director of the Child Cancer Fund, happened to answer his phone call. And so they struck up a conversation, and that was it. He decided that we were going to be all in. He came into the office a little while later, and he said, Jen, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? And I don't know what I was doing, but I told him something, and he said, "Cool, I need you to go down to Nemours." And I was like, "Great, when?" He's like, "Now," and I'm like, "Awesome, what am I doing?" He's like, "You're going to be on the radio with the Child Cancer Fund," and I'm like, "Okay." So I had to learn really quick what the Child Cancer Fund was, you know, and then come down, and I met Carla, of course, and you too, and it's been kind of a really fun, heartbreaking, but fun ride since. And I can say...
Whoa, that's good. That means someone just donated over $1,000.
Which is awesome. Thanks for that donation.
At what number again before you go on?
855-636-6877.
One more time.
855-636-6877.
Pick up where you left off.
All right. So anyway, so that was 11 years ago, to your point. And, you know, every year we participate. I will say every year we fall a little bit more and more in love with the Child Cancer Fund. You know, sometimes over the years, relationships can get a little boring, or you just kind of, it becomes habit and you just write a check and you don't even think about it. And I could say that does not happen with us with the Child Cancer Fund. It's so different from most of the other organizations that we support and stuff. The community, the families, I mean, I've watched a lot of these kids grow up now, which is, you know, incredible. Not something I would have expected 11 years ago when I had no idea what I was doing. But it's really great. And every year, you know, I'm here and have a chance to talk on the radio, and I always think, well, I wonder what I'm going to talk about this year. And some years it's easy. Some years I just kind of wing it. Well, most years I wing it. But but like this year, I'm like, you know, I've kind of said, listen, you feel like you're repeating yourself, even though it's still a really great message, right? Like most people that have listened before know why we're involved. But at this point, that doesn't really matter. We're involved because it's worth it. Clark mentioned that the dollars get used. So we are on the board of directors. That was part of the thing. We wanted to make sure our money is being used well. That's for the company. And then personally, I'm just all in because it matters that much to me. So I'm actually the president of the board this year, which has been an honor and a big responsibility. But I'm sitting here earlier listening to one of the families talk, and it's so heartbreaking, humbling to realize how privileged so many of us are. And what got me is the father who said, sometimes we didn't have money to drive to clinic. And for those who don't know what that means, a lot of these families have to come to the clinic multiple times a week for their child to get treatment, life-saving treatment. And it's not an option. It's not inpatient. This is here for however many hours, and then the drive home, and then back the next day, and back the next day, and back the next day. And that's $10 worth of gas, maybe, but or 15 or more if they're coming from far, you know, an hour or two away. That adds up. But I wouldn't think about that. It wouldn't cross my mind that $10 worth of gas could be the difference between being able to get my child life-saving treatment or not. That is the reality that many of these families face. It's not about making sure the kid has what they need and there's food on the table. I mean, it is about all these things, and the mortgage is paid or the rent is paid and the car is paid. It's having the money to pay it. And these are things that just don't cross my mind. I realize how fortunate I am that I've never had to say, I wonder if I have the money to make it to work today, like to drive to, and that's work. If I had to make that decision to save my child's life, that is huge. And somebody calling in right now and donating $10 can make that difference.
At what number?
855-636-6877. 855-636-6877. To take that a step further, as part of one of my responsibilities on the board is, you know, I see where some of the expenses that we're covering. I don't think I'll ever get used to seeing requests for funeral expenses. Carla and I were just talking about that last month. I cry every single time. I haven't met most of these children, and I cry every single time. I can't not. Somebody's world just ended, and the least we can do is write a small check to help them cover the cost. And it's things like that. I don't have a personal connection. No one in my family has had childhood cancer, and still I'm just moved on a completely different level when I see these requests. But we also help pay car payments. We help pay insurance. We buy the gas cards. We buy the food cards. Those are easy things. We're like, oh yeah, gas cards, that's great. But we're also paying for tutoring for these kids who are missing school and they're falling behind. As if they don't have enough struggles, then they also fall behind with their peers. And then when they do get back to school, they're behind all their friends. And it's hard to keep up. And so we help fund tutoring so that they could hopefully stay with their, you know, their grade and stay with their friends and just have some hope that, you know, their entire life doesn't necessarily have to change forever. They can get back to some sense of normalcy at some point. And I'm sorry, Carla, I didn't mean to make you cry. But I've been crying since
Carla
I got here,
cries
so.
Every year.
Yeah, she does. She does. We have tissues strategically placed, which I appreciate. Thanks for that. But, you know, it's these things that I would encourage everybody listening, that's still listening, thank you for still listening, that you truly don't think about. Most of us are probably thinking about what we're going to have for dinner when we get home. We're not thinking about if we're going to have dinner when we get home. We're not thinking about if there's food, if there's money to buy food, if there's money to get to the store. We're not wondering if JEA is going to cut off our power tomorrow. And a lot of these families are. And to be part of an organization that has the privilege and the honor to use donor money to help bridge that gap, to help these people not have to worry about whether or not they can feed their family after a really hard week or month of cancer treatments, to help them get to the cancer treatments, to pay for crayons for the child to color while they're getting this horrible treatment, to the tutoring, the psychosocial services, the animal therapy, the music therapy, the Miss Jolly, who's just an incredible human being, whoever the next Miss Jolly is, because I assume she's going to want to retire one day, and we'll all be really sad about that.
We hope not. But, no one wants that day to come.
No. Well, she probably does. I know. No, but like, you know, the goal is, and we reached it a couple years ago, is to always be able to have a Miss Jolly. And this is a privilege and it's an honor, but it's only possible because of donors like those of you listening right now, trying to decide if you have the time or the energy to call and make a donation. 855-636-6877. 855-636-6877. If you hate talking on the phone and you'd prefer to text, you can also text WOKV to 707070. And that'll get you to the donate spot without having to actually talk to a human.
Eric Erickson likes that. He says he's not really like into the whole people thing. But he was still here for 3 hours and engaging with these families, which means the world
to
us.
Which is fantastic. And I love that I get to do that, even though I need the tissues when I do. But it's a blessing. So it's recognizing how privileged and fortunate and being able to pass that along and help other people struggle a little bit less. But that was a very humbling moment for me. And I appreciate the opportunity to share that.
What's the number again, if someone can meet the moment for these families right now?
855-636-6877. 855-636-6877. or text WOKV to 707070.
The calls keep coming in. It's hard to pull away. At some point, we have to. Here's the good news. Tomorrow is another opportunity. Families leaving treatment today are going home, and the journey continues tomorrow, Sunday. Next week, they're back to clinic. For some, it's a relapse, and they're back again another time. Our weekend experts from Larry O'Neill and his beautiful wife will be here tomorrow at 6 a.m. to Mad Advisory Services and the Farahs, who will be here tomorrow. We will be here in the Seaside Claims Call Center taking your calls. You can still donate online at WOKV.com. There will continue to be incentives along the way. Our auction is at WOKV.com. We pour as much thought and energy into this every year because we just see you, Carolina, and know that you have made it through the journey in a very dark moment, and here you are smiling, baking goods that Clark ate without breathing, and that your grandma called. What did she just do?
She donated $1,100.
Wow, her grandma donated $1,100, inspired by her story. And so you can meet these families today at 855-636-6877. We're into overtime, but before we go, I just want to call out Carla Montgomery, the CEO of the Child Cancer Fund, because it's truly, this annual event, now in our 11th year presented by Duval Asphalt, is an everyday planning, worrying, thinking, strategizing. What new thing can we come up with? How can we do more? And it's the love that she has in her heart for this organization and for the families. You got the hand that no one wants to be dealt almost 30 years ago with Graham, and here you are today continuing to give back. I don't know if anyone, hopefully you realize it, and if you call 855-636-6877 and make a donation, I would hope that you would show Carla Montgomery and the Child Cancer Fund team that now is more than just one person that continues to envelop families with love and care, because you know that you've made a difference, but you sweat this every day. You pour your heart into these families. The board makes big decisions, and Jennifer, Madam President, you're running a great show. But it's you and what you do every day for these families. You live it, you breathe it. Today is a day where we get to celebrate and we get all stressed out. But in this moment, let the moment happen. This is about what you do every day. And we can't be here without you.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate that. It's a passion of mine. You know, so much is taken from these kids. And it's just hard to watch. And I do this every day because I saw what my son went through 25 years ago, and I see these families, and I know the struggle, and I'm glad that the Child Cancer Fund is here, and I'm glad that I can be a part of it. It's my life. I eat, sleep, and breathe it. I do it because I love my job. I love what I do, and I love that these families, they're so grateful, and they're so impacted by what this community does to support them. And it means so much to be wrapped around, like to have a hug from the community and to have that support. And that helps you get through. I mean, you're like Jeremy has said, you know, you're an island unto yourself, and your family, your own family looks, you know, ask how you're doing, and they get the deer in the headlight. You can't talk how things are going. You don't actually, you finally learn when people ask how are you doing, you just say, we're fine. We're, you know, today's another day. Like, they don't understand. And so to have, you know, people that created and started the Child Cancer Fund, you know, that it was parents that actually knew what families were going through and, you know, made sure there was a child life specialist. I mean, a doctor actually said, look, you know, we're coming at them with white coats and needle sticks. We do horrible things to these children. And, you know, Dr. Gauger comes to Boggy Creek and she's like, I don't recognize the kids. I've never seen them smiling. Like, they're not happy to see me in clinic. but she goes to camp, and it takes her a second to recognize them because they're laughing and jumping and, you know, having a great time. And so it's those moments where we can, you know, send their family to camp, and we can make sure that kiddo, you know, promotes to the next grade, and, you know, put food on the table for that single dad, you know, give them gas cards so that, you know, they can get back and forth to treatment. It's everything, you know, and we want the families to be able to focus on their sick child so that, you know, they can be there for them, because, and unfortunately, as we learned earlier today, they don't all make it. And so we want them to have the time with their child. We talked about with Melinda Sowers of Chick-fil-A, just, you have survivor guilt. I do have survivor guilt, but I'm thankful that the Child Cancer Fund was there. And I'm thankful that, you know, my family made it to the other side. And I hope that I can be a beacon of light for those that come behind me. And someone said at the board meeting, they're like, you're going to be doing this till you go in the grave. So I don't think I'm allowed to retire. I'm just going to be hard at it. And that's what I plan to do, you know, go till the wheels fall off.
It's hard to... I'm glad you said all of that, because I hope that anyone who's a member of a team is part of a board or is part of a leadership group. I mean, you're doing a job, you have a mission, you have a strategic goal, there's all that stuff. But there's that thing sometimes that's the missing link, and that's the heart, and that's the care, and that's the life that's breathed into families, and that's what the Child Cancer Fund does for families, is we try our level best to just take a little bit of that awfulness away, make today a little bit of a better day, bring a beacon of light, bring some joy, bring some nothing bundt cakes, bring some toys, bring some flowers, bring a community together. This little rinky-dink thing that we started 11 years ago with two or three of us, we're about to take a big group photo, and we've got hundreds and hundreds of people who've given of themselves today, and it's because of the missing ingredient with so many organizations, and that's the care. And that's the care in Carathon. We have an amount. We are at a point where we have to end for the day, and you're going to read that. So I'm not going to do that. We'll still be here for the next little while celebrating. We'll take a big group photo, and you can continue to give at childcancerfund.org. You can donate to 855-636-6877. As we approach the end of the first day of the 11th Carathon, presented by Duval Asphalt, as donations are still coming in, Carla Montgomery, where are we at?
We are at $363,000.
Whoa! What you've done for these families with your generosity to all of our business partners, it's made an impact to our friends. And we've said this is a family affair. This is a family. We never let each other go. We got you. And if the next family gets the diagnosis, I don't want to meet you, like you said, Chris, but I can't wait to meet you, because I know that there is some love coming behind you, and it's from everyone here at the Child Cancer Fund. On behalf of our good friend, Clark Howard, once again, we can't do this without Clark Howard.
You sure could.
And our presenting sponsors, Duval Asphalt, thank you for your generosity, Northeast Florida. You can still give. We're still here. We ain't going away yet. 855-636-6877. On behalf of all of us, a big
thank you.
From the 2025 Carathon on 104.5 WOKV.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.